This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Sail Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, and we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, all those warehouse workers, too, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers and men and women up there in the 18-wheelers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Let's not forget the bulk mail haulers either, Felix and his crew hauling the bulk mail to the mail post offices. And, of course, Tom out there doing the pre-trip on his truck right now in his yard, getting ready to go. One of the suicide jockeys hauling the fuel, the gas, and the diesel so that we might be able to get on the road and do what we got to do today. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget, you can also follow us on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. Our handles over there are all the same, at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook. .com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California IA, we've got the one and only Kyle Ward, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It got so nice and so comfortable, and it's now down to 81 degrees here with clear skies, that everybody went off the porch, went inside, and went to sleep.
Well, can't blame them.
They must have partied out. Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs. So, Kyle, still got a long way to go here in a short time to get there.
That's right, like the song says.
Uh-huh. How about Biden and the Dems now trying to grasp at anything they can to change the discussion about gas prices, because gas prices are still way up in the air. But I've got some good news around the bend here. You want to hear it?
Yep.
All right. What was the wholesale price of gasoline yesterday? Because I said it here on the program at the refineries before it got delivered. The average cost around the country.
Yeah. What was that again? Yeah.
$3.63 a gallon.
Okay.
Do you know what it is today?
What's that?
$3.33. It dropped 30 cents.
Wow, okay.
$3.33 at the refinery without any of the taxes and being added into it, transportation, all of that. That's gasoline. Diesel is $3.60 a gallon.
Right.
Now, West Texas crude just dropped down below $100 a barrel at $99.50. And Brent crude is at $102.77. These are the lowest prices that we've seen in months. On this. Now, Biden's going to say, well, look what we did. We did this, we did that, we did this, we did that. But, yeah, you know what he did?
Well, I think I know where you're going. Yeah,
he is selling the extra gasoline and the extra diesel and the extra jet fuel and the extra kerosene and whatever else is coming out of the refineries. They are loaded up on tankers and they are shipping it overseas and selling it to the highest bidder. That's what they're doing, and you never heard about it until right now.
And you know, how is this? How, of course, they'll try to spin it that somehow the gas prices have come down. Well, I'll tell you this. I had to put gas in my vehicle earlier today, and I had to spend $6.19 a gallon. And I felt like it was a luxury now because it was really something, because last week it was $6.29 a gallon. So, wow, big difference. Needs to go down a couple more bucks or three about that to make it significant.
Now, Donald Trump had it right. He had it set that, yeah, we might have been importing gas and whatnot, but we were making a profit, and the money was going back into the Treasury to pay down the debt, right?
Right.
And we were taking as much of the refined product as we could, and we were putting it into our emergency reserves, right?
Right.
This guy isn't putting a single gallon back where he got it from.
Well, exactly. And the idea, Captain, that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is something there for as a spigot for the president to turn on or off to try to affect the gas prices by a few cents is ridiculous. It's there it's because it's called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It's there for honest-to-God emergencies or national security issues or these kinds of things. And to not replace it, and of course it would be so astronomically expensive to replace it.
And once again, to the national media sources that are listening to this program, you're welcome for doing all your work for you. Let's see if you give us credit for this one, because we did a lot of work to find out what we were talking about here. And what I'm telling you is the God's honest truth. We are being screwed, blued, and tattooed by Joe Biden and company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're still going to try to tell you they're fighting for you, and that's the most ridiculous.
They're not fighting for anyone with the cells.
Yeah, that's right.
And
exactly right.
Yeah, and this slush fund money, call it whatever you want, I'd like to know where that's going, because there's no report of where we're seeing that going. No report at all.
Right.
All right, I hear the music coming up in my ears, so hold that thought. Well, folks, you just got another one here from us on the Captain's America Third Watch. No charge. No charge, but it's amazing what's going on right here in our backyard. Okay, Jeff's going to take us to break.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
In the morning, and news breaks. What you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
Wow. Who was that masked man? Alrighty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is something I get asked about every day. And when I'm down there in Bradenton tomorrow, I'll have at least one bag with me for the people to take a look at. I usually carry a sample with me so they can see it, so I'll bring it with me tomorrow down there. But that'll be the 1995 bag. That's the quick start, the three-week quick start, and that's how you get it started. So if you're having back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, foot, ankle, whatever the problem might happen to be, if you've got arthritis, if you've got bursitis, this is a product that will help you. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan to help my body reduce the inflammation and the swelling that I have associated with the problem that I have here. Now, for the best results, it needs to be taken regularly every day. I take mine in the morning with my breakfast, whatever the breakfast happens to be. But I take it, and I get it in my system, and away we go. And then we see if I can get by with that for the day, or if I have to take a second dose around lunchtime, whatever. And sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. But the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help your body to support the natural response to inflammation and swelling. It even will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source of the pain. Never seen anything quite like it. It's also 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check out the 1995 three-week quick start. Sign up for it. You're in like fun. You'll have 3 weeks to make up your mind whether or not you want to be on monthly shipping. And if you do, then away you go. Now, yes, of course, it costs a little bit more for the monthly shipping. Do the math. You can figure that out. If you're getting a three-week supply for $19.95, that's your monthly supply is going to cost that extra whatever it is, plus the shipping to get it there. So there you go. Now, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Get over there. Take the product. Get rid of the problems you're having. Because after all, Kyle, what do we tell them?
All you have to lose is pain.
You bet. You bet. You double bet.
Exactly.
All right. Yep, triple bet on that one. Now, did you happen to catch Kamala Harris yesterday in Louisiana at some sort of convention, sitting up on stage, having a good old time, and they got to talking about oil prices and gasoline and all that sort of stuff, and she sat up there and started laughing about the whole situation?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yes, I did. We actually have a brief audio of that, Captain, if you'd like to hear as well.
Go for it.
Okay, here we have, that's right, you'll hear the question and the Vice President's response.
Do domestically what we need to do to bring down the cost of gas. Right? I seen a meme the other day that said, me Googling online how to make gas at home. Okay. Ooh, don't do that.
And there you start laughing. Don't try to make gas at home.
Well, they're referring to bodily gas, I think.
Yeah, well,
that's what the joke was supposed to be, but still, it's not funny.
No, it's not funny, and you see, this is the kind of thing, it's very tone deaf, don't you think, Captain, the notion of, you know, that this is even a laughing matter, you know, that somehow, oh, people might even try to make gasoline at home, oh, no, don't try that, because it shows that there's not really a sense of urgency of how people's lives are actually being affected by this. It's not a laughing matter at all.
And for all the people that are listening to me right now, I'm going to repeat again what the actual wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery is right now. Now, that doesn't mean that it has the taxes added in or the delivery charge to get it to your favorite retailer, but $3.33 for a processed gallon of gasoline is the national average right now.
Right.
And that's at the refinery now. Always got to qualify that. That's at the refinery.
Well, exactly. And people would expect that they might see some kind of movement. But, of course, Captain, you know, there's the demonizing of the oil companies and now of the independent gas station owners. It just is never ends. But they also are trying to price the fuel such that they're going to be able to make everybody's in business to make profit. But they're making a very tiny profit, one might think, on the gas prices. But they've got to try to project what they're going to be and price it accordingly.
The gas station people, the operators at the gas stations, the people that lease it, they don't own a gas station. They lease it from the oil companies. Their whole price structure is set up to make 2 cents a gallon.
Right. Right. And in fact, and we have some experience with this in California real estate, and a lot of times where some of these independent operators and so forth are trying to make actual profit is usually on the stuff that you might even buy when you go to the gas station. Like you might go in and buy a soda or something like that, you know, and so there's more involved in that than it is just only the price at the pump.
That's why they have all that stuff in there, because that's how they make their money.
Right, right.
Yep.
Exactly, yeah. And so, they're hustling to do it, they're trying to make it more inviting. But this demonization, though, is part of that misdirection. Like we were talking about, the Biden administration trying to talk about anything to get your mind off it. Well, now they give you a villain to vilify. Or it's Vladimir Putin. You know, Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. So, sorry, folks, you know, be patriotic and spend a lot of money on gas.
This is Putin. I'm going to get you. All right. Let's talk about Maryland and Virginia, where the government officials there are pushing back against calls to curb the abortion protests in front of the justices' homes. Well, to that I say, the federal government should grow a set and tell these states that either they start enforcing the federal law that's there, or they'll send in federal people to enforce it and shut down the streets on wherever these justices happen to live.
Well,
see how they like that.
Well, sure. Well, today it's about some issue. Right now it's the Roe v. Wade issue, but it's an issue that maybe these state people are in tune with the protesters. But tomorrow it could easily be something that they're not in tune with the protesters, and where they won't have a leg to stand on to be consistent. So the only way to really do this is to be consistent and say you can't intimidate judges, period, no matter whether or not you think it's a good idea or bad idea or whatever. We just shouldn't have that. It should be, the law should be enforced on this. Otherwise, our society breaks down.
Yes, yes, and yes. See how cooperative I was?
Well, yeah, but they've got it. They've got to understand that, you know, this kind of politics is the absolute worst kind of politics. You know, the Supreme Court isn't a national poll. You know, the Supreme Court justices never have been expected to look at the national poll and say, okay, yeah, that's in the Constitution, or okay, yeah, that's not in the Constitution. You know, it's that's not how it works, but it's being misrepresented. Talk about misinformation. It's being misrepresented to the people as fact that somehow they're just kind of part of the political whims.
Well, I get that, and I understand why they're doing that, but, you know, it's not going to work that way because, and the other thing is to say, in the Supreme Court, you have 9 justices, right?
Right.
You have a chief justice that's one of those 9, right?
Yep.
So, there's a lot of 5-4 decisions and so on, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, majority rules, right?
Well, that's right. That's the way it's designed.
Now, let's lead that over into our elections. When are we going to have majority rules?
Good. What do you think? Yeah, good question.
Now, this is because of the Electoral College, right?
Right, of course, yes.
And there's a lot of work at play to try to change that, correct?
Very much so. That's right, on the far left side.
But the argument now is, well, look at your own Supreme Court. They are majority rules. Why can't we be?
Well, because, it's an oversimplified way of trying to get people to think that, well, one person, quote unquote, one person, one vote sounds great on its face, but you can't have mob rules. Right.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to break. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
Several Texas counties declared a border invasion on Tuesday in a move to pressure the state's governor to issue a similar declaration. The statement does not grant the counties any kind of additional legal authority and may not even be legal, but officials hoped it would bring attention to the border crisis. County officials from Kinney, Goliad, Terrell, and Uvalde counties criticized the Biden administration for what they call its open border policy. Gas prices are holding steady at $4.80 per gallon. The national average price for regular is unchanged from Monday, pausing a steady march downward after hitting an all-time high of $5.01 a gallon almost 3 weeks ago. AAA reports South Carolina has the lowest statewide average at $4.29 per gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Next prize.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go...
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
You think? We know so. Right, Mike Gallagher? Oh, right, Hugh Hewitt? Oh. All righty. Well, this is the Captain's America Third Watch on Wednesday morning. We've got a caller on the line. We'll get right to that caller after I tell you this portion of the program is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. A great company. Great company. You need to support him all you can with whatever you can. Now, right now, he's giving back to you in that you get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. It's the best sheets going anywhere. The Giza Elegance MyPillow, same thing there. The six-piece towel sets, boy, I'm telling you, those are towels. And the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, the ones that you take with you on the trips and whatnot. And, of course, a lot more. All you got to do is go over to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. Again, promo code is CAPTAIN. That opens the door, gets you the savings. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity, folks, to buy one, get one free on select products. It's not going to be there forever. One of these days, he's going to pull the plug. We just don't know when. Now, you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Again, give him a call, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and we'll see you there. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we got a call from one of our favorite people up here in Denver, Aaron, so take it away, Denver.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kat, you brought up the Congress approval rate of, what, 18%?
That's correct.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, it should be 0%. I don't know if the 18% they must be smoking and drinking some really good stuff to think that this Congress is so incompetent, so inept, just a bunch of morons, and yet 18% think they're doing, I guess doing somewhat of a decent job, and that they're not even doing a decent job. So, I mean, it just shows that we need term limits, 12 years in the Senate, 12 years in the House. Mm-hmm. That's enough. Find something else to do with your time.
Yep.
And then you brought up the president's approval rate, 30%.
Yep.
Approval. Well, 70% don't approve of the broken down, dark side, senile, dumb donkey.
Yep.
But 30%, I guess, think he's doing an average job, and even he's not even doing that because he sucks so bad.
No, you're right.
But thank goodness he's term limited. This is it. He's another Jimmy Carter on steroids, another Barack Obama on the clear. So he's definitely not going to come back. So, I mean, when you got a country in trillions and trillions of dollars of debt, this country is broke, really, officially.
Right.
It's broke. So, and yet it's spending, it's still got people want to bankrupt the country, which is unbelievable. Just shows you don't have the best interests of the country.
Right.
So, and then here's Liz Cheney. You know, I mean, Liz Cheney comes in, I mean, Liz Cheney reminds me of a Trojan horse.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like an R, but inside she's a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Wyoming in November. I mean, Liz Cheney enjoyed the spotlight because when November happens, she's out of there, and they'll say it's time to hit the road, Jack.
Yep.
Don't come back no more. Anyway, Carl, Cap, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Aaron. Appreciate it. Kyle, you know, I was thinking when we heard that last little part there about Liz Cheney, you know,
yeah.
She has threatened to run for president as a Republican now, okay, as a Republican to give the Republicans another voice in the game.
You know,
well, I mean, you got to be kidding me.
You know, yeah. That's that sounds pretty far fetched. If you ask me, in the sense that she would be successful at something like that.
I didn't say she'd be successful, but
yeah.
She wants to. She's not done, and she actually believes. I've heard reports from people that are up there in Wyoming, her state. I've heard people tell me that she actually believes she's going to win. That they're going to support her because of her dad.
Wow. Well,
I don't think so.
I don't know. There's a lot of distance between here and there, and there's a lot of ground to cover and a lot of politics to do, and I don't think it would work out, you know, like you would think.
No, and even the dad wasn't that bad.
Right.
I mean,
we
all knew that he was calling a lot of the political shots for George W. Bush. We all knew that. But guess what? We also knew that he had the experience to do it. Does Kamala Harris? Hell no.
No, not even close. It's not even a true comparison in terms of experience and know-how. And I would like to say one thing about what Aaron was talking about, and I appreciate it so much, and that is the notion that, you know, you'd have people be in government for a time, but then go back to whatever it is that they did.
Yep.
And that's where the disconnect is.
We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah, and the founders actually thought that you would come out of whatever it is that you were doing in those days, your profession, your area of expertise, you'd go to government for a little while and then go back. And that's, you know, it just really emphasizes the disconnect that the political, you know, professional political class has nowadays. They don't understand how gas prices affect you and me and people listening to this show. They just don't get it.
No, but I think the two-term limit is a pretty easy thing to figure out. And whatever office you're in, you get two terms, say, as a city alderman or city councilman, two terms as a county legislator, two terms as a mayor, two terms as a state rep. You can do that all the way down the line and come up with your 20 years, because in order to get a pension, which is what a lot of these people are trying to do, you have to have 20 years in government.
Right. Yeah,
that would be where I would draw the line. 20 years in government, we'll give you the 20 years, but after you get the 20 years, start looking for another job.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and two terms as Congress, as a congressional representative, two terms as a senator, then the next thing up the line is the president, if you want to run for that. Or maybe you wind up being a cabinet representative of some sort. And that, of course, would be two terms along with the president. So it would all be two, 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 two.
Yeah, exactly. But the idea is, to, again, to try to get people to understand and connect and be aware of what's happening to the governed.
Yeah, and there's nobody that belongs there for 30 or 40 years. I mean, that's a wonderful thought that you want to serve your country and continue to do good things for that length of time. But that's not what our founding fathers founded this country on, to have somebody go in there and stay there for 30 or 40 years.
Well, look how long Joe Biden's been involved, for some 50 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've seen how he's turning out here.
Yeah, isn't that just lovely?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, one more little thing here. In case you didn't notice, the coach that was coaching, did you have an audio there from Jill Biden?
We do. We have Jill Biden. You'll hear her off mic.
Yeah.
And telling the president, don't forget to say God bless America.
Yeah. Let's play that real quick.
Here we go.
God bless America.
Yep.
God bless America. Thank you.
And God protect our troops.
That was because Joe got off scripts, okay? And, of course, she has done that a lot when she's been with him. When she's not with him, he gets lost quite a bit. But when she's with him, she's the one that's been assigned to keep him on course.
Yes, exactly right. So here we go again.
Yep, exactly. And I get that, but then again, it also tells me that she knows that he's got dementia.
Well, they have to sort of make sure that he sits in the right chair, right? I mean, I'm not trying to make fun, but they have to tell him where to sit and who's going to talk, and then you talk, and then you stand up, and then you sit down. This is all pretty remedial.
Got time for this final story here. Multiple Texas counties have issued a declaration of an invasion in response to the escalating influx of illegals along the border. A declaration of an invasion.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they're trying to get the public to understand the gravity of the situation that's happening.
Yeah, and exactly. This isn't a little deal either.
No, it's not. And especially now, where you had, then you had the 5-4 decision, right, about the state remain in Mexico policy.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to have a lot more of this kind of issue to contend with.
All righty, here comes the music. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready for our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. So don't go anywhere. We're going to bring Jeff into the mix again to take us into the break.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun? Come on now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Is 48 years old. It's done by Grand Funk Railroad, and it's called Foot Stomping.
It's a very cool sound.
Still popular today.
Yep.
I just went over there, and I wanted to play one of the Grand Funk songs, and this is the first one that popped up. By the way, June of 1974.
Wow.
48 okay. years ago.
Yes.
Isn't really that amazing?
Cool. Yeah.
The music just doesn't go away. The music of our time, as we like to say. All right. Let's get you going. What's going on where you're at?
All right. Well, folks, we've got some rain to tell you about there on the radar map tonight, and we're going to start in the southeast corner of the great state of Wyoming along I-80. If you're coming east out of Cheyenne, and you're heading on over towards Nebraska, you definitely got rain coming across the road, and it's going to stay with you a little bit after you cross the border over into Nebraska. The rain we talked about last hour near the border between Colorado and Utah along I-70 is dissipating a little bit, but still coming across the interstate right there at the border and still heading up towards Vernal. That's in the northern part of Utah there. But now coming across the border again back into Colorado, if you're in the Greystone or Wrangley area, Rangeley, I believe it's pronounced, so you want to be aware of that. Also, up in the Seattle, Washington area, we've still got rain coming across I-90 as you head towards Ellensburg, also through Moses Lake, over to Ritzville, and then down I-82 towards Yakima. So you've definitely got that happening. And then, of course, coming out of Portland, if you're heading out towards Stevenson, you've got rain coming across the road there on I-84 tonight. We're still also up back in Montana. Looks like we've got the aerial flood warning. This is going to be in the Miles City area as you head out I-90. But right now, the active rain in Montana is really going to be down in the southeast corner near Brotus, and it's going to drip down go a little bit down into the northern part of Wyoming as you come down I-90 towards Sheridan. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, we're going to go straight down from North Dakota all the way down to Kansas before we find anything. The eastern half of Kansas is under a high heat advisory, but the southeastern corner of Kansas is also under a severe thunderstorm alert. There could be some really rough weather kicking in today down that way, as well as across Missouri, about half of Missouri. If you're going to be on I-70, you're probably going to be in it all the way to St. Louis. And then down into Oklahoma, the eastern half of Oklahoma, high heat advisories. Same thing for the Metroplex down in Dallas, where we've got a stale air alert down there for just stagnant air that's floating around. Same thing for the northern part of Louisiana and Mississippi and over into Georgia and Alabama. And then we've got severe thunderstorm warnings in the northern part of Louisiana and Mississippi and the western part of Tennessee, and looks like all of the southern part of Illinois, so please be careful in that area. It is raining right now, though, across from the right on the Illinois-Wisconsin line down through Chicago and then around over towards Detroit and then down towards Indianapolis. And then over into Toledo, on down to Dayton, on down to Cincinnati, on down to West Virginia, the northwestern corner of West Virginia. You've also got a combination of rain and fog now up in Duluth, coming out of the Twin Cities, going east towards Wisconsin, and then up north and northeast into Duluth, also in the upper peninsula of Michigan up there. We have a high heat advisory along the coastlines of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. We have a severe thunderstorm watch also for parts of North Carolina and Virginia. We've got a little bit of rough seas, if you will, from Jersey and Long Island on up all the way to Nova Scotia. And we're going to have some thunderstorms scattering around the south down here around the heat that we're going to be fighting for the next day or so. So, Kyle, first of all, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then tell us why we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J because you want to find your oasis out there on the road. You're going to earn points when you join the Drivers Club, the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that at PilotFlyingJ.com. You're going to get points. You're going to save money. You're going to get great offers as well. And so that's PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty, and we will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, that happens to be Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him and everything that he does for the program. So now let me twip the little button here, and we're going to go up to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I hope you're having a good day on the mountaintop. It looks like the weather's going to be another scorcher.
Well, it is summer in Florida.
All right, let's talk a little bit about gasoline, since some people want me to talk about it. I watch the gasoline prices like a hawk. You know that. I've got two different websites that I'm watching the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery. Do you know what's happened since yesterday to the price of gasoline?
It's gone down.
30 cents a gallon. It's down to $3.33 a gallon for gasoline. That's a drop of over 10%. Now, I don't know how long it'll take for us to see that, but the reason it's done that is because, come to find out yesterday, Mr. Joe Biden and company is selling a lot of our gasoline and our jet fuel and our kerosene and our diesel overseas to our friends, some of whom may not be our friends, and that's where it's going. Instead of letting us reap the benefit and maybe lower our prices, it's going out of the country. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, he's taken, I don't know how many millions of barrels of reserves.
Around 4 or 5 million so far, but he's not replaced it.
Yeah. I think that I'm surprised there's not a lawsuit there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, he put out a tweet that says we're, what, we're in a time of war, this is a crisis.
Right, and look what he's doing.
Yes, so, yeah, I would say that's where are the lawsuits?
By the way, a friend of mine just sent me a message from Clearwater, James. He said, I spoke with a gas station owner the other day who told me that he actually makes more money on the small take on the lottery ticket sales that he does than on fuel sales.
Oh, well, of course. They don't make any money. I mean, they make a maximum, mm-hmm. a maximum of 2 cents a gallon.
Which is why they got all that other stuff in those little convenience stores.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All righty. okay. Hold the line there. We'll be right back, folks, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we get ready to roll along. We got a lot of different stuff we'll be talking about with her on the turnaround here, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.